Oh, hey there, bud.
We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that.
We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons.
And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Here we go.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
I guess I'm getting the vibe here that a lot of people had these lofty dreams and no one lived up to them.
I get that feeling too.
Oh, it's so good to laugh again.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Blah, 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 blah. What did you do at work today? Blah, blah, blah.
Talk, talk, talk.
And then talked some more.
Just a couple of hens clucking over here.
And then I just want to go home and be quiet.
Me too.
Yeah. I like quiet.
Yeah. I enjoy going home to the silence. Yeah. I can sit there and reflect on the day.
Do you do any reflecting? Or?
No, I do.
No, I was just going to say, you don't sound like the kind of guy that would go home and go, how could I have made that day better?
Let's retrace those steps.
Yeah. What led me here?
No, not so much. It's more I just want to eat my beloved cereal in silence.
Yeah, and just sort of push it all down.
Yeah, just eat the pain away in silence.
We're going to a house party this coming Saturday.
Ooh.
For St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, right.
So my neighbor down the street, his name's Dez, and he's super Irish. He comes from Ireland, and he always wants to do something for St. Patrick's Day, so he's having a big shindig this coming Saturday. And I like the fact that he lives like 6 or 7 houses down from me, so it's an easy walk home. Or I guess I could Uber. That'd be a power move.
That would be a power move.
But my beautiful, beautiful wife came home the other day, and she bought what are the Lucky Charms for him in a green box.
Oh, is that the one that turns the milk green?
Yeah. So we're going to take that to our friend Dez for St. Patrick's Day.
Not going to lie, I would eat that.
Really? I saw a guy drinking a green beer a week ago.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, they were already selling green beer at this bar I was at.
Oh, I guess I don't like that.
You could probably always ask for a green beer. They could probably just make it for you with some food coloring.
Yeah. But, I guess. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen one outside of St. Patrick's Day before.
No, this guy was, so that was probably a week ago already. So like early March, he was drinking a green beer.
Wow.
I wonder how many green beer he has on actual St. Patrick's Day.
Well, this year it's on a Sunday, so yeah. Probably zero. Because who drinks on a Sunday?
I don't know. Raging alcoholics?
I like the St. Patrick's party on the Saturday night, though.
Yeah, me too. You got that recovery day on Sunday.
Oh, that's smart. That's wise.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
I'm sure this isn't what we were going to talk about. What were we doing?
I was going to be vulnerable. I was going to unleash a secret I've kept on the inside for a long time.
Oh.
But I can't keep it in anymore because something happened, and I feel the need to bring it up.
Okay.
It's a TV show, a Forbidden Lust TV show I've been watching in secret for many a year.
Really?
I really enjoy Big Brother.
Get out of here.
The reality show?
That is, it's trash.
Is it though?
It is the worst. The Big Brother contestants are the worst people on TV.
Oh, man.
Maybe the worst people on TV are usually the Real Housewives of any city.
Yeah, that's true.
Followed closely by the Big Brother contestants.
Well, Challenge the Love is Blind people are pretty wild.
Are they?
Oh, geez.
I've never seen a second of it.
It's insane.
Wow.
But the Big Brother people are, it's an eclectic bunch, that's for sure. But it's a dumb show that I've watched for years. I don't know why. It's one I can shut my brain off.
Yeah.
And you just watch it. And there is strategy involved. I think it is the hardest of the reality shows because it goes on for 3 months.
I don't know. I don't ever feel like I need to shut my brain off that hard that I would find that appealing.
I don't know. There's some good strategy to it. There's gameplay. There are people who are terrible at it. There are people on the show you hate.
But there are Is there ever a likable contestant?
Very rarely. When there is, that's who you root for.
Yeah.
And so Big Brother Canada with our old pal, Arissa Cox.
Who, that's right. Like, that was so weird because I would have never talked this way in front of her about the show she hosted. But that was so bizarre. Like, she worked in this building.
Yeah, she worked with us for a year.
It, we'd see her in the hallway. We'd see her by the coffee machine at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. And I'd be like, oh, yeah. So what's going on this week? Well, I got to fly to Toronto to record Big Brother. And like she was living and working in Edmonton and hosting Big Brother in Toronto.
Yeah, yeah. She still hosts that show.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was season 2 or 3 that she was living here. And yeah, during the
commuting,
when the show was on, she was going to Toronto once a week to do the eviction show.
Yeah.
On like Thursdays or whatever. And then she would come back.
Yeah, she was doing the morning show on the station down the hallway from us.
Yeah, she used to park beside me. A big deal.
Yeah, so there's one likable person on Big Brother, Arissa Cox.
She's very likable.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people on the show, I mean, there are likable people on the show, and then there's also incredibly unlikable people on the show.
Maybe, but that's my problem. I've never been able to sit long enough to find out who the likable ones are because I just hate so many of those contestants so much.
A lot of them do think that it's going to be their ticket to stardom.
Yeah.
And this is how they're going to get into the biz. It won't.
Has any contestant on that? I watched the very first season of Big Brother, and I think that might be the only one I completed, and that's the one. The guy, he was missing one of his legs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's the original, the American Big Brother.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that'd been a while ago, 20-some years ago.
So has anyone ever gone on to success outside of Big Brother, like after the show's over?
Not really.
Nobody's gone on to a film career, a TV career?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Hmm.
No, but so the Canada version is on right now, which is fun. There's twice during the run, a person I knew was on the show, which is always weird. But this new season just began last week and I just got caught up yesterday and there's a contestant on the show with the exact same name as my mom. First and last name.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Absolutely bizarre.
Does your mom watch the show?
She doesn't watch the Canadian one for some reason.
Oh.
She watches the American one.
Is she going to start now and she's going to start rooting for herself?
I sent her a picture. I'm like, this is weird. It's same exact name. And the weird part is like the girl on the show, not ugly.
Oh boy, Bryce.
And so you're watching it. You're like, this is so confusing.
You need to stop talking.
It's so confusing.
Bryce loves his mom in a weird way.
Oh man. I'll tell you, that is conflicting emotions.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
They're trapped in your phone forever.
I don't know what to think of that whole conversation.
I know.
I need a palate cleanse, like maybe an oil change.
This is why I've kept it on the inside for so long.
Whew.
But this person having the same name as my mom.
That's the part I can't shake. Like the, and you're talking, and she's kind of good looking.
She ain't ugly. Oh, she's easy on
the eyes. Imagine if you ended up with a girl, you married a girl with the exact same first and last name as your mom?
It would be hard to get over.
There would be doctors, psychologists, psychiatrists that would want to study you.
Like, I've known people who have dated someone with the same name as a sibling.
That'd be weird, too.
A little weird, but okay. Yep. But yeah, same first and last name? Get out of here.
Give me the palate cleanse. I'm gonna go change my oil in my car. Maybe that'll make me feel better.
You can go sit in the silence in your car.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I gotta get my oil changed soon, actually.
Well, where are you gonna go?
I'm gonna go to Lube City.
Good. How are you gonna find a location to Lube City, though, Bryce?
I think I'll use the internet.
Oh?
LubeCity.ca. I'm told I can find the locations there.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Would you, and don't just blurt out no, but if you saw that I was FaceTiming you, would you answer the call?
No. I would assume it was a mistake, and then I would text, be like, did you mean to call me? And if you said yes, then maybe.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It's on the internet, where your Uncle Ron gets way too political.
Somebody else, my name's Garner, by the way. That's Bryce sitting right over there. You're listening to Sonic. We were talking earlier about, I saw a guy yesterday at this place I go to a few times a week to play a sport. And then he answered, we were in the change room after, a bunch of people getting changed in there. He took a FaceTime call.
In the change room.
In the change room. I could see a woman's face on his screen, so clearly she could see what was going on in the change room around her.
Yeah, your pants are down to your ankles.
Yes.
And he's talking to his wife.
It was weird. Like, I don't understand where you... At what point... First of all, not every phone call needs to be a FaceTime call or a video call of any kind. And I understand, again, don't beat me up. I understand there are people, that's the only way they can communicate. I get that. I'm not talking about those people.
It's fine in the privacy of your own home or car or whatever, but to do that in a public change room, swing and a miss.
So, anyway, you mentioned the other day where you were in a change room somewhere and you saw a guy go...
I went into the bathroom stall in the change room barefoot.
Ugh.
No socks, no shoes.
Well, somebody else just texted. Maybe you guys were at the same place. Bryce, I was at the gym the other day, saw a guy barefoot in the toilet stall, threw up in my mouth a little bit. Yeah, you should really stop doing that. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, same with the urinal. Don't go to urinal in bare feet.
Gross.
That's a recipe for a bad time.
Somebody else said, oh man, my mom tries to FaceTime me every night. I just ignore more than half the time now. My lovely wife says I should be more understanding since she just wants to see her grandkids. But really, who has 10 minutes every night to FaceTime when there are two rowdy children younger than 5 wreaking havoc? She also sees my unimpressed facial expression and proceeds to press me on, what's wrong? Man, that feels good to get that off my chest, Matthew. Well, Matthew, I'm glad we could be your outlet.
A daily FaceTime call.
Yeah.
That is a heavy burden.
And you know what? Grandparents want to see their grandkids. I get that completely. But again, not every call needs to be a FaceTime call. And if you are going to make a FaceTime call or a video call of any kind, schedule it. Say, hey, do you have time to do a video call this Sunday at 4 p.m.? Like, why not do that instead? And then you can be prepared for it. I don't want you always seeing into my life.
Yeah, let's reintroduce a little bit of mystery.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to see where I'm at to talk to me.
Especially when we're not talking about, like, I'm not showing you around my house. We're just having a conversation.
Unless the wife knew that that guy was in a change room and she was just looking to sneak a peek.
Are you saying that that person's wife was a perv?
Maybe. Don't rule it out.
I honestly regretted today when I was driving to work. I was thinking about that again. I regretted not saying something to him. Like, look, man, you're in a change room. Take it outside, pal.
Yeah, not in a change room, at the very least.
This is from Amber. Good morning. I'm very happy my parents didn't get into video calls. I regretted showing them how to text message years ago. But thankfully, video calls didn't become a thing for them. Also, probably because I never showed them how. Well, yeah. Way to go, Amber.
That's smart. That's thinking ahead.
Yep.
Why create a problem?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Are you a video phone call abuser? Are all your phone calls now FaceTime calls or video calls? Because if they are, it's too much. Nobody enjoys that. Somebody did. We read you Matthew's text a few minutes ago. Matthew said that his mom FaceTimes him every night, and he just ignores more than half the calls now. I mean, she wants to see her grandkids, and I get that, but that's not every call needs to be a video call. Alex wrote and said that mom had to do FaceTime 24 hours a day for many years with her son. She deserves all the 10-minute FaceTime moments she would like. Tell Matthew to enjoy it while he can. Alex, I strongly disagree. That mom needs to learn boundaries. She needs to learn that she doesn't get to see into her son's life every single day. And yeah, she deserves an occasional call with her grandkids. I get that. But that call needs to be scheduled so that Matthew and his family can be ready for it. I don't want you seeing into my life all the time. Also, some people, and people like me, I find video calls super uncomfortable. I don't know where to look. I feel like, you know, because I'm so uncomfortable, I feel like I come off looking like I don't care or that I'm aloof. Schedule a video call. Don't just surprise me with them. Todd says, when your wife has her mother on a video call and you're at home trying to dodge the call so you don't get roped into that chat, you have to walk around the house in stealth mode. I am a ninja when it comes to that. I am never so silent as to when there's a video call going on in my house. I make sure that all the reflective surfaces, I don't even, so that nobody can even see a reflection go by in the background.
Oh yes, this is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Wow! Do you have a FaceTimer in your life? Somebody who insists on video calling you?
No, not one person.
No?
No, I'm really happy about that. Or maybe I should be sad. I don't know.
No, be happy.
I mean, I'm happy I don't have that crushing burden, but sad that there's zero people in line to have a FaceTime call with me.
And to all those people who are like, why, you're too snobby to talk on the phone? No, I'll talk on the phone. I have no problem talking on the phone. I just don't want to be seen all the time. And like I said a minute ago, I think a lot of it is that I'm so uncomfortable that I feel like I look uninterested or disinterested or I look angry or something. It's because I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to be seen right now. This could easily be a phone call.
Yeah, because most of the times when you get those calls, especially out of the blue, you're never in a flattering light or in a flattering position.
Your phone's down here. Everybody knows you don't put your phone down here when you take a picture.
Maybe you just took a nap and you have a bad case of pillow face.
Oh, who needs that? Or maybe it's really, really dry in your place and you got a booger nose and you don't know that you got a booger nose.
Yeah, you got a bat in the hanger.
Mm-hmm. Somebody, this is from Crystal. I am so guilty of randomized FaceTiming when I'm drunk. I hate it, but I can't stop. I FaceTimed my boss when I was drunk and cried because our location was closing. My dear sweet boyfriend tries to rein me in the gentlest way by making me think about the consequences of FaceTiming friends, family, and coworkers while I'm drunk. Crystal. Well, gold star for your boyfriend.
Yeah, he's doing you a huge service there.
Yeah.
Drunk FaceTiming your boss.
And crying? Oh.
Rarely is that going to result in good things.
Yeah. Especially if it's like 11 a.m. on a Sunday morning. I don't need that.
Or 11 p.m. on a Friday night.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yikes.
Somebody else said, I have a friend that would FaceTime me all the time. It didn't matter what the call was about, what she was having for lunch, something cute her kid said, or what time the party starts on Saturday. She would always FaceTime. I finally told her, I like talking to you, but can you just phone me instead of FaceTime? It hasn't been a problem since. Sometimes the people that don't appear to have boundaries just don't realize that they're invading your personal space. It just takes a gentle reminder sometimes, Jennifer.
Oh, that's probably very true.
Yeah.
I think there's a level of obliviousness to it. Like the person in the change room yesterday, I don't think it was done to be like, to expose your pasty legs.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I think it was just done to, just because they weren't thinking.
Yeah.
They weren't thinking.
No. Have you seen my legs lately?
Are they tanned up?
Oh, they're tanned. They look great.
Oh, good.
They look great. Oh, on that topic, too, because you mentioned you saw somebody barefooting a bathroom stall.
Yes. In a locker room.
Somebody texted. I can't find it right now. But they work in a gym. And they sent in something. Yeah, I work in a gym. And then the barf face on this topic. They said they had to talk to somebody about that the other day. They had to go talk to somebody about barefooting the bathroom.
Imagine, that's why you have to explain to a grown adult why you shouldn't wear bare feet in a public bathroom stall. Oh. That shouldn't be part of your job description.
Yeah.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
There's a very real possibility the person you're calling doesn't enjoy always being on video. I know I'm one of those people. I'll talk to you on the phone. I got no problem with that, but sometimes I haven't done my hair and makeup, and my place is a mess. I don't want you looking in here. Somebody just said, this came in as a text, a FaceTime call is the equivalent to someone just walking into your house unannounced, sitting down on your couch for a chat. Yes. Like I said, if you want to schedule a video call with me, fine. I can be prepared. I still will probably look wildly uncomfortable, and I will be uncomfortable, but, you know, if you need to see me, I'll do it. But let me know that the call is coming. Don't just sort of surprise me with it. Somebody said, my mom always wants to FaceTime my kids, but shortly into the call, she turns the phone to her dogs, so my kids are now talking to her kids. Neither party really understands what's going on. That just sounds like chaos to me. Somebody else said, I've noticed when I'm at Costco, there are a large amount of people that FaceTime while they're shopping. I find this very odd. I've noticed that too. Is it because people, you know, nobody has any free time anymore? That's sort of the time they catch up with people? They have a FaceTime call while they're looking at cereal? How about you? Go ahead. Hi.
You were talking about people unnecessarily FaceTiming. I got a similar pet peeve, and it's just people that are unnecessarily on speakerphone in public places, like the grocery store or the mall.
I know.
No need to be on speakerphone in your conversation. Just put the phone to your ear, and then you can have a private conversation.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. And it's funny because they hold the phone right in front of their face anywhere. All you have to do is just move it like 45 degrees around the side of your head, and it's a phone again. Just like that. Magic. Pow. Again, I think it's just people don't understand that it's unnecessary. I don't know. It's probably just a simple conversation with somebody. Like, hey, look, man. Serve it to them as what do you call that? An S sandwich, where you tell them two bad things, but you put something good in the middle.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
We were talking about everybody's hoarding something. We've discussed this in the past, and like mine is, I don't know, it's not like I go over the top on the savory tomato and basil Quaker rice cakes, but I do enjoy those. Usually have 7 to 10 sleeves of them on hand at any given moment.
Ooh.
It's a fine, fine rice cake.
I mean, as far as rice cake goes, it's no cheddar, but...
Cheddar tastes a little too fake for me. You put a little bit of cream cheese on there, a slice of ham. It's delicious. Some mustard, too. Some yellow mustard.
That whole thing's just making me sad.
Is it making you sad? Why?
The rice cakes are maybe the least satisfying, least fulfilling thing you can possibly... I get why.
But when they're injected with that kind of flavor, fantastic.
I'm a cheddar man.
Somebody said Delicio Pizza. I forgot about this. They said Delicio Pizza. They stopped selling it in Canada a year ago. Around Christmas, I bought 20 pizzas. I'm down to one or two. Have to find a new brand.
Mm.
So is that one of those things, too? You only eat it when you're alone, so you don't have to share your Delicio?
That's something you can crush in one meal, too.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. And there's a... You don't feel good about yourself when you polish off one of those things.
No. Yeah, you just probably go look at yourself in the mirror and just hate yourself for 15 minutes. Somebody said, I wish I stocked up on chewy gobstoppers because I can't find them anymore and the everlasting ones just aren't as good. I have a stockpile of herb and garlic spice mix that I can only seem to find at Home Depot now. What? Oh... Home Depot sells herb and garlic spice mix?
I mean, maybe in the barbecue section.
Is that a typo?
That's weird. I don't think of Home Depot as where I go to get my spices.
Would that maybe be Home Sense? Winners?
I doubt it.
Weird. Huh. How about you? Oh, Kaylee, by the way, 15 hams. That's impressive. Well, no, they were up to 15 hams. Now they only have 11.
So. That's a lot. I love the freezer space being used for these Delicio pizzas and the hams.
People like Kaylee, you have to think Kaylee has more than one freezer, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
Like 15 hams takes up a lot of real estate.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
You're listening to Sonic. Hi.
I have a thing that I didn't hoard that I think I wish I should have. Dad's goody rings.
Oh, yeah.
Are those dead?
Oh, they're history. I don't understand that. Like, because everybody you meet was the number one fan of the Dad's Coconut Goody Ring.
Like, those were the best, like, lunch snack known to man.
I know.
And, like, I thought about it the other day, and I was like, man, I could use some of those. And I was like, I don't think they're around. No, just those crappy oatmeal cookies.
Somebody else must be making a knockoff of those, wouldn't you think?
This is why I called, because I was like, I'm going to call, because I guarantee you, if it goes out there, somebody's like, oh, they have a knockoff version here.
Yeah, and also, what's that chocolate bar? Not Almond Joy, but it's the brother or the sister of the Almond Joy, which is, but it's a coconut It's the same thing, but in chocolate bar form. What is that?
I don't know, but now I need to because that would make my life a lot better.
Okay. Hey, what's your name?
This is Shane.
Shane, you hoarding anything else these days?
Just sadness.
Wow. Hey, I got a warehouse full of sadness, but I don't go there very often.
No?
No.
What do you do?
Yeah, Shane, thank you. I appreciate the phone call.
It's the Garner Andrew Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I do want to talk to a psychologist on the show today. I'm not paying you $150 an hour, but I would like to find out why it is. Why is it that we're all just sort of, I think it's insecurity. I do it too.
Insecurity?
Yeah. I don't know. You feel threatened.
Oh, so, that's not, I don't feel that way at all.
Really?
I think I just like what I like. I want to make sure I got it on hand at all times.
Well, you're the one person that is hoarding for that reason, Bryce. Congratulations. I marvel at Kaylee and her 15 hams. No, down to 11 hams now in the freezer. That one's rock solid.
It's got to be jarring for company to open up a freezer and just seeing a bunch of hams in there. And you're like, is that cut up bodies?
Somebody said I hoard Archie comics. Why? That's one thing I wish I enjoyed as a kid. I did not enjoy comic books. All my friends loved them, and I tried. Trust me, I tried. But it wasn't for me. Another person, here's a good one. Where are all the Mike and Ikes? You hardly ever see those anymore. This person says, I can only find them in the candy store in Banff, and I buy an offensive number of boxes, so when I get a hankering for them, I have some. I can destroy a box of Mike and Ikes in record time. They don't last long when they're in my sight.
Some people drive to Banff for the skiing. Mm-hmm. Some drive for just the scenic beauty.
The majestic Canadian Rockies.
Some people drive there just to get Mike and Ikes.
Yeah. This same Mike and Ikes person says, and I can relate, I have an entire shelf in the kitchen cupboard dedicated to Bath and Body Works hand soap. No particular fragrance, just many, many bottles. We do the same thing. I think they have a huge sale once or twice a year. Bath and Body Works. Is that where you get that? Is it the triple wick candle?
The three wick candles.
The three wick candle.
Oh, yeah. Mahogany teakwood. That's where I'm at.
That's your scent, is it?
That's my scent.
Do you stock up? Do you hoard?
Ooh, I should. I should.
Yeah.
Just in case a day comes.
That they don't make the mahogany teakwood candle anymore. We're never out of, it's the body wash that we always get from there. And my beautiful bride will come home with like 14 bottles of it. And then they just go in this caddy thing, this Rubbermaid caddy thing, and in a closet when you need soap. We never buy soap because we buy it once every 6 years when it's on sale.
And it's a war in there.
Oh my God, it is.
You go in there, prepare for a fight. Prepare to throw elbows.
That's a sit in the car store for me, or sit on the bench outside. I never go in.
It's one of those stores where time just like...
Yes.
Goes down to a crawl.
Oh,
I don't know why.
I saw a woman in there once, and she was walking. She had her her phone out, like the FaceTime, and she was just going across the shelves, and somebody on the... Yep. And she was just raking stuff into a shopping cart. Like hundreds and hundreds of bottles of soap of some kind. I don't quite understand that much soap, but...
Someone says Mike and Ikes are at the dollar store.
Really?
Man, that'd be embarrassing if you've been driving all the way to Banff to get your Mike and Ike fix, and really it's just at Dollarama.
You could have gone to any strip mall in Edmonton.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast stay in the dumpster behind the building in the rail yard. Classy.